The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. It's 8:45, and it's time now, as it is every Friday morning, for our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Salute. And even with a hurricane, even with rain everywhere, we still do our Hometown Hero Salute. Right, Noah?
Rain, shine, snow, sleet, right? We're like the
mailman.
That's right.
Good to have you here. How are you?
Doing well. So much to be thankful for and grateful to be here this morning.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about where things are with real estate.
Well, the market's still moving, and I'm going to keep preaching that because real estate happens around life. It can be a really positive reason. It could be a very challenging reason, but it doesn't matter where interest rates are. It doesn't matter if there's a recession. Doesn't matter if there's a pandemic. Doesn't matter if there's an election. I mean, real estate's still happening. I mean, every day in Henderson County, someone's putting their house on the market. Someone's getting their house under contract. Someone's closing on a house. I mean, every day. Real estate's happening. And so, yes, are we down from last year? Yes, but last year was the top of the market. It was this extreme market. But units are still selling. I mean, over the last 5 years in Henderson County, we've been averaging around 150 homes a month selling. You know, the last 2 months, we're still around that average. I mean, yes, it's all relative, right? We've said this before. We were going 180 miles an hour. Now you're still going 120 miles an hour. I mean, the market's still moving.
And people are still investing and still loving to come to Henderson County. This place is so popular, ever more so than before.
Oh, the demand is here, and people are coming. They're finding a way. They're bringing their jobs with them, and it's evident every day. And again, we have an incredible community, and that's why the Hometown Hero series is so important to us, supporting and honoring the people making this community a better place. Because again, it's what makes this place so special, and it's an honor and privilege to serve the real estate to serve the community through real estate. But it's an honor and privilege to be here every Friday morning sponsoring the Hometown Hero series.
And you're exactly right. That's a big piece of the pie in what makes us so popular and so such a destination for people to want to live. And one of those is the Veterans Healing Farm. And the Veterans Healing Farm itself is our Hometown Hero this week. And Al Yek is here, and he's the manager of the Veterans Healing Farm. Al, welcome.
Hoorah. Thanks for having me here, guys.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. That's right. Yeah.
It's good to have you here with us, Al. And we're going to talk about the Veterans Healing Farm. Noah and I usually talk together with our guests. I guess, first of all, though, just tell us about the Veterans Healing Farm.
Veterans Healing Farm was founded in 2013 by John and Nicole Mashey. John is an Air Force vet. So we're going into our 10th year now, and our sole purpose is to enhance the mental, emotional, and physical well-being of our nation's veterans through agri-therapy and community. And we do that through three primary programmings of organic farming, beekeeping, and our continuing education workshops.
That's fantastic.
Incredible. And you have, and where are you located for our listeners?
We are off of 38 Yale Road in the Laurel Park area. So earlier, several months ago, we had some wonderful people, in fact, a Vietnam vet and his wife, donated a sign to us. So you can find us off of Brevard Road that you can, it's pointing right to us.
Good. How long, Al, where did the idea, and what is the whole background and thinking of the Veterans Healing Farm? That is to help with PTSD. Is that primarily?
That's the focus today. I think when it originally started, the healing was coming through the body of healthy eating, organic eating, and still working together in the healing power of that. Today, we've expanded beyond the agricultural side where we're bringing in other workshops. As Noah and I were talking before the show, And it is the trauma that when people go through trauma, that's an individual experience. And the healing is an individual experience. So the more types of workshops or therapies, therapeutic things that we can offer, the better it is. So we've got, we started this year and we're going to increase it more next year.
Incredible. Now you served in the military, and we're so thankful for your service.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
United States Marine Corps.
We're so grateful for your service. And so how did your path lead to, you know, to serving veterans? I mean, I'd be curious about your own story there.
Well, and you know, that's a long path, but I'll try and shorten it for the time that we have. But I can go back to my grandfather was a tank driver in World War I in France. My father was a World War II Korea Vietnam retired Air Force veteran, flew a B-25 Bombardier Navigator in Burma, China. My oldest brother was a Vietnam veteran chopper pilot, a MASH helicopter pilot, his wife a MASH nurse, my next brother Air Force, my next brother Army, and then wow. I had to throw him for a loop and join the Marine Corps.
The black sheep of
the black
family.
Sheep of the family. Absolutely. Yeah. So fitting.
That's funny.
I mean, so many of your family members have served, and we're so thankful for that. And you've seen the effects of the military on so many people.
It's you know, the trauma that exists out there that we go through as a nation, if not a globe, but then specifically our military, 22 years of a war. And prior to that, in fact, if you look over the last 11 generations since the country began, there is only the most that we have not been at war is 30 years. So that kind of trauma, and it still continues today. So it's to be able to help veterans has been the best thing I've ever done in my life has been in this role right now.
That's incredible. And every day you're working with veterans, and you're providing them different opportunities for healing, to be connected to a community. And like you said, there's different mediums, there's different ways that people heal.
Yes. And to just go over some of the things that we did this year, we held the largest veterans event in Western North Carolina with with 28 different veteran centric providers, organizations that set up tents at the farm. We had over 300 attend, and this was from horses to dogs to fly fishing to everything, all 28 that provide services to veterans. That weekend, we also had Brothers and Sisters Like These, which is the Vietnam veteran that started as a Vietnam veteran therapy group at the Charles George VA. And they were on stage from Vietnam through Afghanistan telling their stories.
Wonderful story, wonderful group of people, yes.
It is. It's a great group. We tripled our number of pre-pandemic workshops and events, refocusing on mental health, serving over 250 in our veteran community. We were recognized by the Chamber for a growth award, partnered with Warrior Canine Connection, and that's a good one. That's going to continue, and that's the one with the dogs. Well, so they'll train veterans to train dogs that will then go on to be service dogs for other veterans. We have coming up working with Horse Sense of the Carolinas. They're going to bring their horses to the farm for equine therapy for our veteran.
Right.
We also brought in 3 suicide prevention workshops, and this was through Living Works. And this organization trains the National Suicide Center hotline people. So these were 2 veterans that came in and did the training, and we opened it up to the entire community, because while suicide is in fact it's increased in the veteran community, but it's not unique to the veteran community. So it's something, just as anyone can do first aid, let's look at how we can help save a life through that. So we had 35 people that went through it and completed it. And then one of our things that I'm most excited about, we partnered with a couple other agencies. And we were able to send 6 veterans to Jamaica, 2 of them from Henderson County, for psilocybin treatment for chronic PTSD and addiction issues. And they both came back and said it was life-changing.
Really?
And the research that continues on psychedelics for trauma is going on at Harvard. It's going on at John Hopkins. It's really being looked at. There's a Netflix special, How to Change Your Mind.
Just watched it.
Yes.
It's so phenomenal.
And that's one of those that, you know, when you first hear about psychedelics, I know in my mind, I went back to the
60s. And LSD and flying off the building.
Yeah,
and all
yeah, exactly.
That, you know?
Yeah, party
on. Not the case.
No, this is in a clinical setting and with microdosing supervised by doctors and nurses.
And
the
working.
Impact on the mind has it's very hopeful because right now there is not a cure for PTSD. So this is as close as we've had.
That's exciting.
It
How
is.
Many veterans do you have at the farm, Al?
You know, that varies because we don't have a membership per se, but I would say like over this past year, we probably had 40 that would come and work the fields and work the harvests. And with that said, we had our last harvest a couple weeks ago. And we donated 2,000 pounds of sweet potatoes in front of the Charles George VA and fresh turmeric to all the veterans and their family members there.
Oh,
we
great.
Also donate to the Veterans Homeless Shelter in downtown Asheville. We donate to Safe Flight. We donate to Hendersonville Rescue Mission. And any organization that is looking for fresh produce, let us know and we'll help however we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely amazing. You know, how can the community help? I mean, how can people get involved? How can they give? Can they volunteer? I mean, what do you guys need that the community can come alongside?
All of the above. And, you know, right now we're going into the big fundraising season. So I would say if you go to veteranshealingfarm.org and if /donate, there'll be a spot there to donate. But also there'll be on the website how to contact us, how to volunteer, and all of it is needed. Everything is important.
Well, speaking of donating, you guys have some big plans, and I think it's a great time to talk about that.
Yes, we announced over the summer that we are moving forward with a capital fundraising project to purchase the land and the home that's on it.
Oh,
so
wow.
The last several years we've been leasing it, but now we're going to purchase it and then convert the house into clinical space.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. And then once we have that, we'll be able to expand our program offerings.
Well, I mean, again, the support for the country for veterans, I mean, has shifted, right? I mean, like, why is it so important to have these places like the Veterans Healing Farm?
It goes back to taking care of our own. And there are hospitals and there is the VA but there's never one path to it. So we want to make sure that we're out there helping our brothers and sisters any way we can. And that's what the farm was founded on, and that's going forward. And with the mental health crisis that continues, and it used to be 22 suicides a day, veterans. The reality is it's more like 40. And that's something that everyone just has to address and stay on top of that and ask those questions of the people we love. You know, how are you doing?
Yeah. Check in.
Absolutely.
You know,
we call it battle buddy checks.
It's so important. And so coming up on the 10th anniversary of Veterans Healing Farm, if I heard you correctly.
Uh-huh.
And again, here's to the next, 10, 20 years. 'Cause again, you guys are making an incredible difference in our vets' lives.
Thank you. And I've got one other
Please.
Big announcement.
Sure.
This day, next year, it's already been signed, the contract, we will have the Traveling Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall at the farm.
Oh.
Congratulations.
This is the first time it's been announced.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. So 1 year from today.
1 year from today, we'll have it out at the farm for a four-day time period over Veterans Day.
Cannot wait for that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're excited.
That's incredible.
Al, thank you so much for coming in here on a rainy morning and brightening our day and telling us about the Veterans Healing Farm here on Veterans Day. And we've got a certificate there for you to hang up at the Veterans Healing Farm. And again, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Hello, my name's Lucy Mill George, and my dad and grandfather start the George Real Estate Group. And if you need help selling your house, call 828-393-0134 for no pressure, no cost, no obligation consultation. Find out what your home is worth today. Visit us online at realestatebygreg.com and come by our office in Flatrock. My dad has sold almost 1,200 homes. Give us a call today at 828-393-0134. My dad and my grandfather are the best, and I know you will be happy. Call the George Real Estate Group today.
Check out their very intuitive website anytime you're in cyberspace, www.realestatebygreg.com.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.